So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Seyden Nechal is Kachu. The sequence of Yerusha inheritance is as follows. The first pasuk states, Ish ki yamus uven eloi, v'havartem es nachlosa lebitoi. If a person dies, his assets go to his son, and if he has no son, then the assets go to his daughter. Ben koidim labas, kol yotzi reichi shel ben koidim in labas. The son comes before the daughter, and even if the son is no longer alive, all the son's descendants come before the daughter of the deceased. Bas koidim es la'achen, yotzi reichi shel bas koidim la'achen. If the son has no descendants, the daughter comes before the father, and certainly the brothers of the deceased. And even if the daughter is no longer alive, all the daughter's descendants come before the father and brother of the deceased. Achen, achen koidmin la'achia av, yitzir reichen shal achen koidmin la'achia av. If the daughter has no descendants, the assets go to the father of the deceased. And if the father is no longer alive, then the brothers of the deceased come before the grandfather, the father's father, and certainly before the uncles, the father's brothers. And even if the brother of the deceased is no longer alive, his descendants come before the grandfather and uncles. The general rule is that if one has precedence to an inheritance when he dies, all his descendants maintain this precedence even though they are a later generation than the siblings of the deceased. And a father has precedence over his children, the siblings of the deceased. The Gemara proceeds with a braisa with the source for kol ha'koidim menachlo yotzi reicha koidmin. The pasuk states, Ish ki yamus uben einloi. Ben, einli ela ben. The word ben implies that only the son has precedence over the daughter, his sister, but his descendants do not. However, the redundant word ein comes to teach ein loy ein alav. We also consider the son's descendants such as ben haben, the son of the son, bas haben, the daughter of the son, ben bas haben, and the son of the son's daughter. As the Rashbam explains, yud yaseru kadarish. The yud in word ein is redundant because the pasuk could have stated ein without the letter yud, as it states elsewhere, me'in bilam. Similarly, in the following pasuk, v'im'ein lo'i bas, v'nasatim es nachlasi lo'achiv, the word bas implies only the daughter has precedence over the father and brother, but not her descendants. Therefore, the redundant word ein teaches ein lo'i ayin alav. We also consider the daughter's descendants, such as bas habas, the daughter of the daughter, uven habas, the son of the daughter, uvas ben habas, and the daughter of the daughter's son. The braisa concludes, Hakeitzat, Nachla mimashmeshes v'hileches ad Reuven. If the deceased's children have no descendants, the estate moves upward to the next levels until it reaches Reuven ben Yaakov, as Rashbam explains with the following example. Reuven ben Yaakov had four sons, Chanoich, Falu, Chetzer, and Becharmi. Then Falu had one son, Eliyav, and Eliyav had three sons, Nemuel, Dos, and Vavir. Meis benoishal Nemuel beloi Zera, Nemuel Yoshe. If Nemuel's son died without any children, the assets move up to Nemuel, the father of the mess. Emein Nemuel kaim, achiv dahainu b'nei Nemuel yarshin oisai. If Nemuel, the father, was not alive, the assets go down to his sons, the brothers of the mess, or to their descendants. V'mein loy achim, neistim la'achoisai. If the mess has no brothers, and they had no descendants, the assets go to the sister of the mess, or to her descendants. V'mein loy achois, v'nesatim nachlosi le'aliyav avi aviv. If the mess has no sisters either and they had no descendants, the assets move up to Eliyav, the grandfather, the father's father. Vim ein Eliyav, noisim lebanav, dahainu achi aviv, dasin doidoi oivanav. If Eliyav, the grandfather, was not alive either, the assets go down to his son Dasin, the uncle of the mess, or to his descendants, and if they were not alive, then the assets go to Eliyav's daughter, the aunt of the mess, or to her descendants. Meis Eliyav b'lei banim uvenei vanim, chayzim itzel falu. If Eliyav, the mace's grandfather, has no living descendants, the assets move up to his father, Falu, the great-grandfather of the mess. If Falu, the great-grandfather, is no longer alive, being that he had no other sons and descendants, the assets move up to Reuven, the great-great-grandfather of the mess. If Reuven is no longer alive, the assets go down to his sons, Chanoich, Chetzer, and Becharmi, the great-great-uncles of the mess, or to their descendants. However, there is no concern that Reuven would have no descendants, and the assets would then move up to Yaakov Avinu, because Gemiri Delo Kala Shifta. Hashem promised that Hesheva will not be completely eliminated, as the pasuk in Malachi states, Ki Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi Va'atim Bnei Yaakov Lo Yichalisa. The Gemara continues with that which the Mishnah taught, Ben Koidim Labas, Kol Yitzi Yirichi Shal Ben Koidim Labas. The son comes before the daughter, and even if the son is no longer alive, all the son's descendants come before the daughter of the deceased. Therefore, if a person dies with no sons, but he had a daughter, and his deceased son also had a daughter, the son's daughter comes before the deceased's own daughter. Regarding this halacha, Rav Huna Amar Rav, Kalaim retirish bas in bas haben, afilo nasi shabi Yisrael ein shemeloi she'einin ela maisa tzedukin. If a nasi were to rule otherwise, that the deceased daughter and the son's daughter both inherit equally, his ruling is disregarded because this was the ruling of the tzedukin, as the Brice elaborates. The tzedukin ruled tirish habas in bas haben. The deceased daughter and the son's daughter inherit equally based on the kal v'chomer. Uma bas b'noi habom mikoyech b'noi tirishenu. If the son's daughter inherits, even though her rights to the inheritance are merely through her father, the son of the deceased, then certainly a daughter inherits because her rights are directly through her father, the deceased. However, Birch Mazaka refuted this kavuchem as follows. The son's daughter has a stronger right to inherit from her grandfather because she inherits even if the deceased has other sons. However, the daughter has a weaker right to inherit from her father because she does not inherit if the deceased has other sons. The tzedukim were defeated on this day, the 24th of Tevis, and it was designated Megillas Tainis as a Yom Tov on which fasting is forbidden.